Huge US job losses spark recession fears. This is breakingnewsenglish.com. There seems to be little doubt among Americans that the USA is sinking into recession. The US Labor Department reported 80,000 job losses in March, the biggest reduction in 5 years. The cuts came as an unwelcome surprise to economists, who predicted an increase of 50,000 jobs. Almost a quarter of a million jobs have been lost in America in the first 3 months of the year. This is another grim economic statistic that suggests the world's largest economy has some difficult times ahead. The US unemployment rate now stands at 5.1%. There are fears that further job losses will come in the next few months. Economists are worried that employers will cut back on hiring because of a lack of confidence in the financial system. The credit crisis and recent housing slump has put companies off taking risks. The US Treasury Secretary Ben Bernanke came as close as he has ever come to acknowledging that a recession was looming. He didn't use the R word, but did admit that the US economy could be heading into a very mild recession. It now appears likely that real gross domestic product, GDP, will not grow much, if at all, over the first half of 2008, and could even contract slightly, he said. On a more positive note, he did say any negative growth would be short-term. We expect economic activity to strengthen in the second half of the year, in part as the result of our monetary and fiscal policies. He said recent actions to help banks had helped the economy, but that financial markets remain under considerable stress. All eyes will now be on the job figures for April.